Dr. Pat Schwab is the author of Leave a Mark, Not a Stain. Well, perhaps you can tell by that title that Pat's actually pretty funny. One of my favorites of the speeches Pat Schwab gives is called When Hell Freezes Over, Ice Skate. Well, my friends, when it comes to banking and our economy, it does feel like hell has frozen over again. Welcome, Pat.
Glad to be here, Linda.
So let's start. Obviously, skate starts with S. The people listening to this are lenders and their bank is frozen and things are scary. They're not sure about their jobs. They're a lender but maybe can't do loans right now because their secondary market has gone away.
And so S stands for scream and cathart.
I can't quite imagine the bankers screaming and catharting in the middle of the lobby, well, although perhaps some of them have.
It's a controlled catharsis.
Okay.
See, I'm convinced catharsis is an underrated wellness activity.
Okay.
It's a whole lot cheaper than the medical bills for open heart surgery, for bleeding ulcers.
Oh,
that
yeah,
kind of
that
thing.
Whole high blood pressure thing.
You could
just cathart instead and maybe avoid
the
pills?
Yes.
Wow.
And it is better to do this either on paper or in private.
Okay.
You start by blaming everybody in the world for what's wrong.
Oh, that could be a long list right now.
Well, if you're lucky.
A lot of politicians and those whole subprime market lenders.
There's a process, though, because you start by blaming yourself. This is really easy if you were raised as a woman or a Catholic. I mean, it just comes to us. How could I have made this loan? How could I have ever started this business? You know, I'm an idiot. I'm a fool.
Or even, why did I get into banking? What was I thinking?
What's the line I'm thinking? I am as worthless as the T in mortgage.
Okay.
How's that?
That actually worked pretty good.
You move on because you blame your parents.
Okay.
Blame your parents. Blame your boss. If you're the boss, blame the subordinates. You know, get it out. You can blame total strangers on the street.
In banking, you can blame the regulators. That's
all. Oh, yeah. For regulating or not regulating. I mean, you get them either way.
That's
which
right.
is kind of nifty.
Mm-hmm.
And then you stop. And the line that ends this particular section is a quote from the quadriplegic cartoonist John Calhoun.
Okay.
And he says, self-pity is like wetting your pants in winter. It gives you this nice warm feeling for a very short time.
Okay, so we apparently need to do the self-pity part, but we need to move on.
You get it out. You get the emotions out because they're going to be there and they're blocking any kind of coherent thought anyway.
Okay.
So you get them out and then you can get on with your life.
Interesting. So that's part of the stress reliever. And again, if you're a lender, not recommended at work, probably unless it's in written form. But maybe, you know, going out late at night into an empty field and screaming or...
Gosh, I even think laughing sometimes is an acceptable scream. In the next segment, Pat will share an idea that allows coworkers to, in a humorous way, diffuse the tension at work.